Blog Talk Radio.
We welcome you to Noonday Ministry. Your host is Elder Dorothy Hall, and my pastor is Franklin Brown. My assistant is Reverend Ethel Brown, and I thank God for the ministers that are there, Minister Johnson and Minister Hunter, and all the Noonday family, and those that are listening to the broadcast. My prayers go up to you all, and I thank you all for listening in advance. And I'm going to ask God's blessing upon you. We're going to have a short prayer, and I'm just going to do a short song, and we're going to get into the Word of God. Our Father in heaven, the creator of all mankind, the maker of every good and perfect gift. Lord, we come before your presence. Just say, Lord, we thank you. Lord, we thank you for a brand new day that we have never seen and one we will never see again. You didn't have to wake us up this morning, but I'm so glad you did. You didn't have to put food on my table, but I'm so glad you did. Lord, we just want to say, Lord, we just thank you. And we can't thank you enough. We thank you for your grace and your mercy. We thank you for your love, and we thank you because you are so faithful to your word. Lord, and we know we can lean and depend upon you no matter what we are going through. We know that you are able to bring us through the storm. Lord, sometimes it seems like the storm of life is raging, but we know that you can calm any storm in our life. The storm of sickness, Lord God. Oh, Lord, you are able to cure this virus, Lord, that is on the rampage. Only you can do what needs to be done, Lord God, and we trusting in you and we believing in you, Lord God, to do what needs to be done, Lord God. You bigger than this virus. You bigger than cancer. You bigger than AIDS. You bigger than sugar diabetes, high blood pressure, lupus, Lord God. All manner of diseases, Lord. We know you the great physician that you can heal each and every one. So, Lord God, we are depending upon you. When we can't depend on nobody else, we know that we can depend on you. Because we're going to lift up our eyes to the hill from whence cometh our help. All our help come from the Lord who made the heaven and who made the earth. There's none like you. There's none that can take care of us the way you do and heal our body like you, Lord God, and keep us in our right mind, Lord God, but you, Lord God. And we just thank you and we praise your name. As I sit before you, Lord God, speak to your servant, this broken vessel. Speak through me, Lord God. Let me say what you will have me to say in the way that you will have me to say it, Lord God. I can't do nothing apart from you, so I'm dependent upon you. Now, Lord, let the words in my mouth and meditation of my heart be acceptable in thy sight. Oh, Lord, my strength, my redeemer. I want you to know that there's room for you at the cross. There's room for you at the cross. There's room for you at the cross. Dominion may come. There's still room for one. There's room for you at the cross. There's salvation for you at the cross. Salvation for you at the cross. Dominion may come. There's still room for one. There's salvation for you at the cross. There's hope
you at the cross. There's hope for you at the cross. Dominion may come. There's still room for one. There's hope for you at the cross. Oh, hallelujah. There's room for you at the cross. Dominion may come. There's still room for one. There's room for you at the cross. And this song was recorded by Randy Travis. Recorded this song. My mom had gave me a CD for him about 10 years ago. And that was one of my favorite songs that he had on a CD. What we're going to be talking about today is created to become like Christ. 1 Romans 10:9 tell us that we must believe in our heart, confess our sin, believe in our heart that Jesus was raised from the dead, thou shalt be saved. Didn't say maybe. He said you shall be saved. But after that, something else got to happen. I'm going to read my scripture for that will be coming from Philippians 2:5. So let this mind be in you that was in Christ Jesus. Let the same mind be in you that was in Christ Jesus. And if we read and study his word and meditate and pray and ask God to come into our life, be the ruler of our soul, that this mind that was in Christ Jesus can be in us. God knew that what he was doing from the very beginning. He decided from the offset to shape the lives of those who love him along the same line as the life of his son. We see the original and tender shape of our lives in him. Romans 8:28-30 tell us, and we know that all things work together to them that love God, to them who are called according to his purpose, for whom he foreknew, no, he also did predestinate to be conformed to the image of his son, that he might be the firstborn among many brethren. You were created to become like Christ. From the very beginning, God's plan has been to make you like his son, Jesus. In order to be like Jesus, something got to happen. So now we are going to go to St. John, the 3rd chapter. And it tells us there was a man of the Pharisees named Nicodemus, a ruler of the Jews. This same came to Jesus by night and said unto him, Rabbi, we know that you are a teacher come from God, but no man can do the miracle that you do except God be with him. Those are some powerful words. Jesus knowing all things. Jesus said, answer him and said unto him, verily, verily, which means surely, surely, I say unto you, except a man be born again, he cannot even see the kingdom of God. Nicodemus said unto him, how can a man be born again when he is old? Can he enter the second time into his mother's womb and be born? Nicodemus at this time was thinking about the physical birth. Jesus answered, verily, verily, I say unto you, except a man be born of the water, he cannot enter. And the spirit, he cannot enter into the kingdom of God. Born of the water is the natural birth. Spiritual birth is spiritual. That which is born of the flesh, and that which is born of the spirit is spirit. Marvel not that I say unto you, ye must be born again. And as we go to Acts, I believe. Acts, the first chapter and the 8th verse read, but you shall receive power after that. The Holy Spirit is come upon you, and you shall be witness unto me both in Jerusalem and all Judea and in Samaria and to the uttermost part of the earth. Now let's go to St. John 16:7. I'm taking you through these. I don't want nobody to say I don't know what I'm talking about. St. John 16:7 tell us, nevertheless, I tell you the truth. It is for you. For if I go not away, the Comforter will not come unto you. But if I depart, I will send him unto you. We got to be born again. We must have the Holy Spirit. He said, be ye holy, for I am holy. Without holiness, no man shall see God. And we know that. We must develop to become like Christ. We must develop the fruit of the Spirit. When we develop the fruit of the Spirit, we are becoming more like Christ. And that's in Galatians 6:22-23. The fruit of the Spirit is love. Love the Lord, thy God. All that mind, heart, soul, and strength. Love thy neighbors as thyself. Joy. He will give you joy in the midst of things that you're going through. Because we know that he's going to bring us through. And we can rejoice in the midst of our situation. He will give us peace. If we keep our mind stayed on thee, he will keep us in perfect peace because we trust in him. And he had been so long-suffering with us. So we should be long-suffering with our children, our relative, our sisters, our brother. Pray for them. Don't give up on them. Be gentle. Show goodness. And have faith. Faith cometh by hearing, hearing by the word of God. Be meek, Christ was meek. Temperance has self-control. No matter what they did to him, he still maintained self-control. This is your destiny and the third purpose of your life. God announced this intended at creation. God said, let me make man in our image and likeness. The Bible say that all people, just not believers, are part of the image of God. This is why murder and abortion is wrong. The image is incomplete. It has been damaged by sin and distorted
by sin.
So God sent Jesus on a mission to restore the full image that we have lost. God is awesome. That's why we need the Holy Spirit. It will lead us, guide us, and teach us, and keep us if we have the Holy Spirit. We can't do nothing apart from God. We must ask him to come in our heart and the indwelling in our heart to keep us, and we shall be kept. What does the full image and likeness of God look like? It looked like Jesus. The Bible says Jesus is the exact likeness of God, the invisible image of the invisible God, and the exact representation of his being. He said, me and my Father are one. We are created to become like Christ, truly righteous and holy. Ephesians 4:24 says, and that she put on a new man, which after God is created in righteousness and true holiness. That is from. In order for us to be like Christ, we must ask God to take off the old man, the sinful nature, that dwell nothing good in the flesh. That's Paul saying, old man, and put on Christ. Only God can give you a new man. You can't do it yourself. You need the Holy Spirit to give you that new man. God doesn't want you to become a God. He wants you to become godly, taking on his value, attitude, and his character. How do we do that? With the Holy Spirit. We can't do it, but God can. And God will never disappoint you. He will never let you down. And you ask him to shape you and mold him, because he is the potter and you are the clay. He knows what to put in you and he knows what to take out. The Bible says, take on entirely the new way of life. Paul said in 2 Corinthians that therefore if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. Old things are passed away, and behold, all things become new. You are a new person in Christ because he is making you new. Be not conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by renewing of your mind. Have a different mindset. Take off that old man, which is corrupt, sinful nature, and put on the new man in Christ's likeness and in his image. Put on a God-fashioned life, a life renewed from the inside, working itself into your conduct as God actively reproduces his character in you. Many Christians misinterpret Jesus' promise of the abundant life to mean perfect health, a comfortable lifestyle, constant happiness, full realization of your dream, the instant relief from problems through faith and prayer. In a word, they expect the Christian life to be easy. They are mistaken. In this life, we shall have trials and tribulation. Be of good cheer. I have overcome the world. They expect heaven on earth. Never forget that life is not about you. You exist for God's purpose only, not the other way around. To bring God glory, to be more like Christ, take on his character, his conduct, his image, his likeness, his love, and so much more. Why should God provide heaven on earth? And some people believe that because they have a lot of money and good health, can do what they want to, don't have to answer to God and nobody else, that their heaven is on earth. Why should he have heaven on earth? And he planned the real thing for you in eternity. God give us our time on earth to build and strengthen our character for heaven. This is just a stopover. He's preparing us for the life that he got for us in heaven. Do this, we must cooperate with the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit released his power, God's power, the moment you take a step of faith. Faith coming by hearing, like I said, and hearing by the word of God. Without faith, it is impossible to please God. He who come to him must believe that he is, and he is the rewarder of them who diligently seek him. It talk about Joshua. When Joshua was faced with that impossible barrier, that flood water of Jordan River receded only after the leader stepped into the rushing current in obedience and faith. Obedience unlocks God's power. Ephesians 4:22-24. The three responsibilities in becoming like Christ. We must choose to let go of the old ways. We must change the way we think. We must put on the character of Christ by developing new godly habits. He didn't say it would be easy, but God don't tell us to do anything he know that we can't do. And he said, without me, he can do nothing. So we must believe that we need God every day of our life. We need to become more like Jesus and less like us. Becoming like Christ is a long, slow process of growth. We must grow daily to become more like Christ. God uses his word, people, and circumstances to mold us. Ephesians 4:13 says, till we all come in the unity of the faith and of the knowledge of the Son of God, unto a perfect man, unto the measure of the stature of the fullness of Christ. You are to work in progress. Your spiritual transformation is developing the character of Jesus Christ. Will take the rest of your life, our life. We can't even imagine what we will be like when Christ returns. But we do know that when he comes, we will be like him. But we will see him as he really is. God is far more interested in what you are then than what you do. God is able. He's able to change us. The leaders, they can't ignore him. Herod couldn't kill him. The Pharisee couldn't confuse him. The grave couldn't hold him. Nero couldn't crush him. Hitler couldn't silence him. The New Age can replace him. Then Romans 12:2 said, I beseech you, mean I beg you, therefore, brethren, by the mercy of God, that you present your bodies a living sacrifice, wholly acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service. God don't tell us to do anything that he know we can't do. We present our bodies a living sacrifice, acceptable unto God, which is the reasonable service. With God to be created and become like Christ, you must believe, have faith, you must have a prayer life. You must be, you got to be born again. You must be filled with the Holy Spirit. Obey his voice and be led and guided by the Spirit. Christ, he is so mighty. And he wants us to be like him. Be just like him. And for some reason, the church have lost their power. We're supposed to be able to lay hand on the sick, to cast out demons, to speak in other tongues, all that. All the gifts the church should have. The fivefold ministry. All that we should have. But for some reason, we have lost the power. It's no more there like it used to be. In some churches, yes. But majority, no. And we should exercise the power that God gave us, because we are the image and likeness of the living God. He created us for his glory. Our lives should glorify God, the Father, which art in heaven. He shared his glory with no man. And he put us here for a reason, to become like Christ. We can't do it, but he can. He can lead us, guide us, and teach us his ways. He gave us all the equipment that we need to become more like Christ. And we don't even use it. It's the word of God. It's your prayer life, your faith life. All this, fruit of the Spirit, he told, to become like Christ. May God bless you, and may God keep you, and may heaven smile and be pleased with you. I'll be back here next Tuesday at 2 p.m. God bless you and keep you in good health. Let you prosper even as your soul prospers spiritually. God bless.